Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. What happens when fools are given power over the wise? Well, the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Psalm 14:1. Oh, I forgot to say, Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert. Grab your bag so you don't hyperventilate when you hear the Bible read on the radio. Whatever happened to the Connick case? Remember the guy who stored our critical election data on CCP servers in China? Exactly what I said would happen. All the charges were dropped. You know, it's funny how American Maoists can't see past the blemishes of moral failure that freckle the face of America and appreciate, nevertheless, the ideals of our framers that still flickers in the bewildered eyes of this beautiful country. But they can look past the murderous policies of Maoist communists and exult in the ideals of Marx. Isn't that amazing? Nuisance Reparations Committee wants to pass out checks to descendants of slaves in California to the tune of $223,200 per person for housing discrimination. Meanwhile, Biden wants to rip off the American Indians again, this time pretending to save them from climate change, supposedly causing sea levels to rise in Alaska, only in fact they are decreasing. Planned Parenthood Director for Sex Education Bill Traverner, he wants sex education to begin in kindergarten, and he wants to provide porn literacy to older age groups, beginning in junior high, so far, and adult education too. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom released thousands of sex offenders only a year after their time in prison. What can we do about the rising power of the CCP in the whole wide world and right here in America? The rise of the Red Dragon can be stopped. First, what we are doing right now is not working. And then second, what would work is, well, not being done. And I'll examine why. I've looked at the chessboard, my friends, and I've seen through to victory. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
What happens when fools are given power over the wise? Who are the fools? Well, thus saith the Lord. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Such people are declared by God to be no good. They are corrupt, they do abominable works, and none of them do good. Every policy coming from the CCP-controlled political operatives today in America advances the dragon's agenda to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Satan's come to do. And the agenda of the dragon is advanced by lies and the lying liars that tell them. His children, the children of disobedience, at no point in our history have we had the opportunity we have today to see the truth of these things on full display. Whatever happened to the Connick case? True the Vote organization exposed the election software company Connick for being tied to the CCP in China and storing election data on CCP servers there. Whoa, big news, right? Well, the New York Times prepared a story exonerating Eugene, who is the CEO of Connick, and claimed it was all disinformation. And they dropped this story into the public on the day before Eugene Yu, CEO of Connick, was arrested on charges that he did exactly what True the Vote accused him of. Well, that's kind of interesting timing, I think. New York Times was tipped they did this on purpose. The DA ordering the arrest was none other than Los Angeles Cascon the Corrupt. Virtually all establishment government media ignored the story, and conservative media went viral with it, focusing on the major embarrassing fail of the establishment media and vindication of our concerns about election integrity. That was very suspicious, you might remember, that Soros puppet Cascon the Corrupt would order this arrest, and I speculated that charges would be dropped. I thought perhaps the evidence was too pressing. He couldn't afford to do nothing about it in face of the upcoming election, and so his hand was forced by True the Vote. But that he would throw some red meat to the conservatives in this way, let them enjoy laughing at NYT, New York Times, and feel vindicated for a short time at least that their election integrity concerns were validated, and then let it cool off till after the election, and then drop the charges. I thought, however, that they would wait at least a few weeks after the election. I didn't expect it the day after the election. That's a little more in your face than I expected to come even from a Soros puppet Cascon the corrupt. But you see, this is the way communism works in America. It's going to be a while before America's Maoists can deliver the full Marxist experience to American people. But for previews of what the American Maoists have in store for us, well, just watch what's going on in China. And by the way, get Levin's book, American Marxism, and Trevor Loudon's Security Risk Senators. I also see Loudon's 2019 list of socialists and communists in the United States. And I got the link right here. California is practically overrun by communists. Ami Berra, Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Lee, Ro Khanna, Salud Carbajal, Judy Chu, Raul Ruiz, whatever, Karen Das, and Maxine Waters. I think all but one of these has a direct connection to the Democratic Socialists of America, and all of them are connected to communists either through CCP connections, Russia connections, the Workers' Party, on and on it goes. Funny how American Maoists can't seem to be able to see past the blemishes of moral failure that freckle the face of America and appreciate the ideals of our framers flickering in her bewildered eyes, but they can easily look right past the murderous policies of Maoist communists and exult in the ideals of Marx. Wow. Like Dictator Xi's stooges welding COVID patients into their apartments, leaving them to die, or sending some white-clad Xi thugs into the homes of these Chinese families to forcibly drag them from their couches to cart them off to quarantine camps. Just give them HCQ or ivermectin, my friend, for this disease that's so scary and deadly. It has a 98% general recovery rate. You see, it's not about COVID. Who is the fool that thinks zero COVID is a reasonable objective at the cost of destroying an entire country? Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's the fool who says in his heart, there is no God, Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. But I have a good idea. Here's a good idea for you. Hey, Christians, let's put Maoists in positions of power in America. Isn't that a good idea? Funny how American Maoists like Van Jones and his buddy Booker can't see past the blemishes in the face of America to appreciate the heartbeat for freedom, justice, and liberty that continues to pump the blood of freedom-loving Americans in this country. But somehow, they can look right past the 60 million people Stalin murdered by his policies and brutal regime. 2 million for each year of his reign of terror, friend. 40,000 for each week. And they can warm to the idealistic promise of equality. And Mao, by the way, was a mere piker by comparison. He only murdered 40 million or 45 million, depending on which of his friends you read, Washington Post or ABC, right? But read his detractors, the people who are going to like look at the truth. Like Heritage Foundation, they came up with 65 million died under Mao. Right now in the good old US of A, we have 30 communist senators. I kid you not. Explains a lot. Newsom's Reparations Committee wants to pass out checks to descendants of slaves in California, as I said, to the tune of $223,200 per person for housing discrimination. What? I've addressed the immorality of reparations paid to descendants of slave owners, laid upon descendants of the Americans that fought against slavery from day one. What's that about? First, the injustice of it would be obvious to anyone who actually felt the payment of it. Even the liberals wouldn't like that. When the border crossers land on their precious little Martha's Vineyard, then they get all panic and got to get rid of them. You see, it's when they have to feel it, then they don't like it. But you are paying for this, my friend, in inflation and in a thousand other ways. Nevertheless, it is immoral to lay upon the children the burden of the crimes of their fathers. Ezekiel 18 is a great read. Give it a try. Bible's got a lot of good things to say about what's going on in this country right now. But even if you want to shake your fist at God's law, and cast off the cords and bands of Christ's righteousness. Psalm 2, anyone? Because you are a Christ, has come in the flesh denying rebel against the king. Well, then please explain how it would be appropriate to lay a fine or a burden of reparations upon anyone who never participated in slavery or had any ancestors who did. Anyway, now Biden wants to rip off the American Indians again, this time pretending to save them from climate change, causing sea levels to rise in Alaska. Only, in fact, they are decreasing. Yeah, down 32 inches since 1950 levels. Like they say, Alaska coastland sea level predictions are challenging. And that's mostly because the neat little drawings they've made speculating how levels are going to rise dramatically, they aren't matching up with what is actually happening. So, you see, putting fools into power over us is producing all sorts of weirdness, like boys are girls and girls are boys. A boy who says he's a girl participates in female sports and wipes out the competition. A boy, an ugly one at that, pretending to be a girl, competes in a beauty contest now. It's got that far. Wipes out the competition. LGBTQ drags children in front of lewd and vulgar sexualized drag shows, and it's supported by perverted parents and applauded by wicked adults. And all of this serves the agenda of the Red Dragon, Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Read Revelation 12. They, and that's the fools that say in their heart there is no God, by the way, they might say what they will with their mouth, but they're liars because in their heart they deny Christ's lordship and revolt against his rule in the earth and hate his laws and so on. But it's this crowd that wants to exploit our children sexually, see? That's got me concerned right now. Planned Parenthood Director for Sex Education, Bill Travener, has declared we are all sexual beings from birth to death, not meaning they are male or female at birth to death. Rather, he means that babies, elders, and I'm quoting, by the way, quote, babies, elders, and everyone in between can experience sexuality, end quote. Now, what does that mean? To experience sexuality, what do you think he's talking about? In the worldview of this Christ-hating crowd, you see, sex is not about male and female. Do you remember when you would see a question on a form that said sex, and you would answer male or female? You wouldn't talk about an experience. A sexual identity is not what Planned Parenthood means by experiencing sex. You see, for this crowd that refuses to bow to Christ and call him Lord, sex is not about two becoming one in the act of procreation. It's about the experience of the activity completely divested or removed from any humanizing element. Casting away the cords and bands of Christ that give sex a context defining gender and separating that from, well, what dogs do out in the street. In a context in which God put it to create family and to make two become one, it's about, instead, for them, for those people, it's about the urges that are involved in the act, something we call sexual drive. Look, the sexual drive does not normally wake up in young people until about puberty. But this freak wants to wake it up earlier, in kindergarten. What sort of man wants children to be thinking about experiencing sexuality in kindergarten? Not likely the sort you would be comfortable leaving your children with or letting him play with your kids on a playground. Those who despise the lordship of King Jesus and despise his cords and bands, which create guardrails that provide context, in this case, for sexuality and sexual expression, keeping it within the bonds of holy matrimony. Remember that old yarn? Keeping it tethered to the ultimate human relationship that forms a bond for life and a foundation for family, creating a strong society. Cast off that cord and that band, and you will dehumanize sex entirely. And these children of disobedience want to do that in order to exploit our children. They want to dehumanize humans into nothing more than amoral sexual beings. That's all our children are to these people anyway. Planned Parenthood's sex education director has called for comprehensive sex education beginning in kindergarten and, quote, porn literacy for older age groups, end quote. Yeah, meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom released thousands of sex offenders after they only completed 1 year of their sentence. I need to go to break. I'll be right back to discuss what can we do about the Red Dragon rising.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. What can we do about the rising red dragon in America? The rising strength of globalism and Nimrod's agenda. First, what we are doing now is not working. You've heard me say the central stronghold of the enemy in America, the linchpin holding that network of evil together, is rigged election systems. Remember, this is the hill they will die on. Because it is critical to their ability to continue governing against the consent of the governed and expanding their territory of control. Politically speaking, there is absolutely no moving forward without addressing the 2020 steal. And that's not because that's where it began, but because that's where the enemy overreached and exposed their hand. But we keep looking to the system to function correctly and in order to address this issue. The system is broken, friend. Let's look at one example. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State in Arizona, who really should have set that office aside while she was running for governor in that state, because in that office she controls or she runs the elections. How convenient. Anyway, she emailed Mojave County supervisors threatening that they would be arrested and charged with a felony that could put them in prison for a couple of years if they failed to certify the Arizona election results. Friend, the Arizona election was a clown show, beginning with the fact that 32% of the machines failed to operate correctly. And that's just the tip of it, really. This election fraud thing goes way deep and way high. Biden, I think, was apprised of the plan that they were going to use to avert the red wave. So he cautioned his team it would take a while to count the vote, you know. The steal, really. You understand, they had to find out what the vote would be on Election Day, since the Republicans decided to try to show up in mass on Election Day to overcome their effort to steal the election. Well, they had to wait till after Election Day to figure out how many votes they needed to manufacture. Anyway, the statute Katie cited states that it is a Class 6 felony if election officials, quote, fail to perform their duties, end quote. I think election officials are sworn to uphold the Constitution, are they not? And even if there's no formal swearing in, it's nevertheless the natural duty of every American to uphold the law of the land, right? So what is their duty? They are presented with election results and are charged with the responsibility to certify. To do this, they vote, and they vote either yes or no. They have a vote of either yes or no, not only a yes vote. The whole point of certification is to officially recognize the vote met the requisite qualifications and met the standard necessary to receive certification. If the election is questionable, if there are clear indications of foul play or simply events that compromise the integrity of the election, and there were all of these in this election, well, then their duty would be to refuse certification or to vote no on certification. But in the world of libs, the law is theirs to use to beat people into submission to their will. Carrie Lake won that election, but it was stolen from her, just like 2020 was stolen from Trump, or actually, I should say, stolen from the voters. But Carrie failed to support the protest effort following Thanksgiving because she trusted Arizona courts to rule according to law. Like everyone else that has tried to redress their grievance against stolen elections through the court system, Katie's case was thrown out for lack of standing. The Obama-appointed judge did not even look at the evidence. Kerry tweeted, quote, "In June, I sued over the use of tabulators in my election. I alleged their machines were prone to failure. This suit was dismissed for standing. On election day, 32% of the machines failed statewide. Yesterday, and that would be December 1st, an Obama judge sanctioned my lawyers for bringing the suit at all, end quote. It's lawfare, friends. Actually, it's total warfare here. The first thing we're going to have to understand is that while there are elements of the system still functioning, the children of disobedience, the lawless devotees of the mystery of iniquity, have established themselves strategically within the system to block us and to delay justice ever coming down until they can complete their takeover of the United States and bring us to kneel at the CCP globalist dictatorship. That's their plan. Second, what will work is not working. You see, we are the intervention, friends. And that is why, and I'll be speaking of this Sunday morning, and that is why Satan works 24/7 to distract, discourage, and to disorient us. That is the church, the Christians. The church is present in the world today as the body of Christ, the representation of Christ in the earth, the house of God, the Bible says, the pillar and ground of the truth. The key is revival of the Lord's churches. You understand that it was revival of the Lord's churches leading up to the war for independence that prepared this country for this great experiment in self-government under God. It is the corruption of the churches that has allowed this to happen. Now, one simple supporting fact is all I have time for right now, but think about this. Christians bought the lie that the world belongs to Satan. It does not. That Christian involvement in politics is sinful. Excuse me? That separation of church and state means removing Christian influence from the state. What? It was Christians who bought into the lie that God's word has no place in politics or even in the public square, my friend, or in debate over social mores, and on it goes. Christians became convinced that it was okay to let the wicked, unbelieving, Christ-rejecting children of disobedience rule this nation. Well, John Jay, our first Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, actually, warned about this, and so did John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, Patrick Henry, George Washington, many others, expressly warned that if you separate Christian morality from politics, then we would lose our liberties. And that is exactly what is happening. Now, some practical things you can do is to get your church involved. And I mean Bible-believing churches. These churches are the body of Christ in the earth, the house of God. In the Old Testament house of God, there was a temple of God within the house where the Spirit dwelt in a chamber called the Holy of Holies between the cherubim on the mercy seat. In the New Testament house of God, the believer's body is the temple, and the heart of the believer is the Holy of Holies where the Spirit of Christ dwells. The Spirit of Christ is the presence of Christ the King operating in the world today. Jesus said he would give us his Spirit, and he did. He said his Spirit was sent into the world to dwell in us, but to move through us into the world. And he said the mission of the Spirit through us would be to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He does this, that is, the Spirit does this, by flowing from our belly, as Jesus envisioned it, John 7, 38, 39, as rivers of living water through us into the world. And he delivers his reproof upon the conscience of the world through his word, the scriptures, the God-breathed book from God, the Bible. Christ's true churches have the keys of the kingdom. That's actual authority to act judicially on behalf of his kingdom. And we are ambassadors for Christ, representing the kingdom of the Lord Jesus to the kingdoms of this world, which, by the way, are all under God. When Jesus died upon the cross, he broke the power of Satan over the world, cast him out, and he was demoted to prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit that works in the children of disobedience right now. But we are the children of obedience, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ is in us, and he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. It is only necessary for the true believers in the true churches to exercise their legitimate biblical authority. Like the prophets of old, we write, "Thus saith the Lord," to these wicked rulers and put them on notice that Christ is king, and they are commanded to rule justly in the fear of God or face the judgment of the Almighty. We exercise our authority by corporately fasting and praying to overcome devils that require that level of assault, spiritual assault to overcome, as Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17. And we function corporately, officially, declaring God's truth to these wicked rulers, teaching the terms of surrender to Christ to all in our communities by preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and holding our local, state, and federal employees of the people, by the way, accountable to Christ the King. So we must speak the word of truth to rulers in this world. Now, like the prophets did, write them a letter. Speak, thus saith the Lord to them. We must never appoint another child of disobedience to any position of power ever again. We lately met at the Lighthouse and with a quorum present voted to send a letter of reproof to Newsom, Pelosi, Padilla, and Carbajal. The grievance addressed to them was regarding the breakdown of our elections and the theft of the people's right of consent. And that's only one of many things we are doing and have been doing and will continue doing, but I'm out of time. I'll have to take this up in my pulpit this Sunday and perhaps in my live stream on Saturday evening. Have you ever looked at a chessboard and realized as you studied it that this game is over before the checkmate is called? That's what the left has done. They hope we don't see it. And they will gobble up pawns and strike at every piece they can, hoping to throw us off balance, to intimidate us, bully us into conceding or making a mistake or missing a move. Listen, friend, I've examined the board, and if we stay in the game and play wisely, we will win. This is not to say we will win without cost. Pieces will be lost, and so we must shift the analogy to the battlefield and understand that some are going to get hurt. This will not be painless, but I promise you this, the cost of victory, though dear, will not be nearly so devastating as will be the cost of defeat. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and find the contact us button, send me an email. You can leave me a message in our listener response hotline at 805-314-2114. And that number again is, you might need the one. Use 1-805-314-2114 or go to brainmassage.net. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Choose wisely. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.